Hi there.
Hi there.
We have something special for you.
Really? What's that?
Today is National Hot Dog Day.
Hot dog!
What's going on? It's National Hot Dog Day.
Mustard?
That's what you always put on a hot dog.
Fire up the grill.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
It's National Hot Dog Day.
Hot diggity dog!
Hot diggity dog!
Happy National Hot Dog Day.
You know what else I just realized?
It's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Damn! I had so many things to talk about today, and now all I can think about is a nice soft bun with a plump, juicy hot dog with ketchup and shredded Mexican mixed cheese and onions. No relish. None of that other stuff. Nope. That's all. Then now, or chili with no beans, cheese, and onions. I mean, should we focus on that? On hot dogs today? No, we can't. Well, if we wanted to roast wieners, we could. But we shouldn't, because fire needs to be taken seriously. And I'm still reeling from all of the phone calls and just what I've gathered from last night in talking to some ranchers around the Smith Valley and people that live in the South. This is horrendous. You know, I complain having breathing issues, but I'm just staying inside. Boy, boo, makes it easy for me. Doesn't make it any easier for all those people living in Douglas County or Markleyville, or it's the Monica J. Show. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Let's grab a quick poll question. Will you be watching any part of the Olympics in Tokyo that start on Friday? Well, you know, the opening ceremony on Friday and stuff, but it's kind of already started. And just so you know, with that start, as once again, the American U.S. women's soccer team is a complete embarrassment to this country. Huge loss. Huge loss after kneeling for BLM before the Olympics opener. They lost to Sweden 3-0. What do I think about that? I'm sorry, they deserve it. I want to root for the USA teams, but I don't care. There's just so much BS in sports and the Olympics now. I don't care. Not going to watch any of it. I don't know. I might watch the opening ceremony because somebody said that one of the musical people, I don't know, the director or somebody involved with it, just walked out. Just said, you know what, you people suck. So that might be interesting to see. Plus, I'd like to see what, you know, CCP-run Tokyo looks like now and what the message is that they want to send the world. It'll be interesting. Because now I'm hearing things that they were actually, you know, getting the games in Tokyo after having them in Beijing, you know, thought these games were supposed to spread around. Was a payoff. It's interesting how the elite control so much that even something as, well, you would think as honored as the Olympics, it's just used as payoffs. That's how corrupt every single thing is. Yep. So just remember that. The number one seed U.S. women's soccer team took a knee in protest of their country in the opener of the Olympic Games today in Tokyo. And they were humiliated, shut out by Sweden. You got what you deserved, girls, ladies, women, whatever you want to call yourselves. Can't be, you know, probably shouldn't genderize them. Well, then probably shouldn't call them the U.S. women's soccer team, should we? All right, let's get back to the poll question. Yesterday, people are not happy. People are downright pissed. People's property is being destroyed, buildings, acreage. What's the forest? That doesn't matter. You have to look at the big picture, the quality of our air. You know, people are on the left are all about the environment, all about the air quality, all about the water quality. Well, when you create, yeah, I'll say it, when you create situations like this with the fires, well, again, we're getting what we deserve because we haven't spoken up. Because from the majority of the people that called in yesterday, we know that there is a problem, a huge problem with the Forest Service. This is not the first time that this has happened. And it's not going to be the last. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the person who made the call at the U.S. Forest Service to hold off on putting the Tamarack fire out be held accountable? 94% of those participating in the poll said yes. Things need to change. When you hold people, when you hold individuals responsible, they will fight a lot harder. I swear like a sailor, like a trucker. If I swear on the air, I will be held responsible, accountable. I'll have to pay huge fines and will probably be fired. So guess what? I don't swear until I get off the air. And then I swear like a... People aren't held accountable. They're not held accountable for anything, whether it be for going into a store with a garbage bag and swiping everything off of shelves and just walking out, because they know they're not going to be held accountable, even by the security in a business. People walking up and smacking people in the face on the streets. And I'm not talking about the black hate crimes on Asians, because let's call it what it is, because the majority of these attacks on Asians, they're coming from black people. But you know what? This was considered 3 years ago, 4 years ago, a game, a challenge. I kid you not. Look at the videos. People just walking up to people in the streets and smacking them in the face to get a response. to see what they would do. And I guess we didn't beat the hell out of enough people fighting back when that was happening or having them arrested, because look where it's gotten us. Nobody's held accountable. Politicians aren't held accountable. Doctors aren't held accountable. Why should those at the Forest Service be held accountable for making a call that, well, is ruining people's lives? I was speaking with a dear friend who is a rancher, gentleman rancher. He's also a volunteer firefighter, though, and has been for years and years and years and years. I'll tell you what he had to say after we check in with Phil Galbraith to take a look at the roads out there. That's called a tease. You know, one of those things to keep you hanging on. It was not kind.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
Great vacation. Great location. Great scenery, great shopping, and the fact that some parents don't teach their kids not to run and scream in the hotel hallway at 7 a.m. I get an early start on the day. I wonder if they're related to the family that thumped and jumped all night above our room.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Everybody in Northern Nevada should be worried about their health right now because of the smoke, the particulates, everything in the air. As you know, I am not about masks. Refuse to wear a mask for this whole COVID thing. But if you have breathing issues, when you can see the particulates in the air, when you can see ash coming down, if you have breathing problems, wear a mask. You do not want that garbage getting into your lungs. All right. I know today's poll question is about the Olympics and are you going to watch? Are you going to, you know, spend any of your precious time on that garbage? Well, let's go back to yesterday's poll question then and talk about, do people need to be held accountable? Yeah, they do. 94% of those participating in the poll said, yeah, that people are tired of this. So I was talking to a friend last night who has a ranch in Smith Valley, and he actually he's so what? A lot of the people in the area are volunteer firefighters. And he's been out on the biggest fires, and he was working the Markleyville fire, and he was working until the feds came in and said, you know what? We're taking this over. We're handling this. All the volunteers were sent out. If you have a lack of resources in the way of firefighters, when you have a 40,000-acre fire that has 0% containment, that is evacuating people out of their homes, their property, why would you not accept every bit of help that you could get your hands on? I get it. You have to be prepared. There could be a fire that started any second, anywhere around Northern Nevada. And, you know, maybe those volunteers have to go after that. But until then, shouldn't it be all hands on deck? 884-9910, talk and text. This is an issue that we, the people, are going to have to fix. And as I understand from politicians that have been put on the spot, they don't like the phone calls. They don't like particularly hearing from their constituents when their constituents want them to do something. That includes emails, phone calls, texts, if you've got the number. So what you do when you contact them is working. People have been feeling that their voice doesn't matter. Why bother? Why bother emailing? They just ignore it. From what I understand, they don't. I mean, maybe if you got the one or two angry emails, blow them off. But when you get tens of thousands of emails that say, you need to fix what's going on inside these organizations. Was anybody held accountable at Dieter for just going along, not getting issues fixed? It's called setting priorities. If it affects somebody else, if it is a detriment to somebody else, then get these problems fixed. I know it takes money. But guess what? Brian Sandoval had the money. He had the money for Dieter. But since at the time there wasn't really an issue, spent it on something else. That is not good management. It's not. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Linda this morning. Hi, Linda. Thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind?
Oh, sure. No, I was just going to comment kudos about the calling our representatives, you know, even though they're all not all left, but the ones in D.C. are. I still call. I mean, you know, Chipman, I'm a Second Amendment advocate, and mm-hmm. Chipman is very close to getting approved. And I've called Rosen's office and Cortez Masto's office every day for 2 weeks because it's going to happen like in the next week or so. And so the more people, even though I know they're on the other side, they're not friendly, but those are the people you want to call are the unfriendlies
yeah.
and the friendlies.
Yeah.
Because you never know when something's going to twist. You never know.
Well, and, you know, they rely on some of those independents to vote for them. You know, you can't just rely on one party or the other. You want other people voting for you as well. And if you're irking off the other side that they're not going to support you all and they're going to at all, they're going to battle you. That makes life tough. And so I do
right.
believe, Linda, that they listen.
No, they do. This time I actually got a letter from, unfortunately, from Rosen, and she usually never responds. But it says, I'm going to do the best for Nevadans. And then she said, and Americans. And I thought, it's Nevadans. You're not there to help everybody else right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Linda, I have to say, yeah, you should be honored because from everybody that I've spoken to that have rallied Rosen, they do not get a response. So you getting a letter that actually addresses what you called about, that's pretty impressive.
Right.
I would hang on to that.
Yeah, well, I am with other groups. So she probably knew that from the number of times I call. So maybe they check mark me. Oh, once they call 20 times, you get a letter.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Linda, thanks for the call.
Appreciate
you being out there. Yeah, because, you know, actually, there are some representatives who are wobbling on Shipman. There are some Democrats who are, you know, I know it seems unbelievable, but there are Democrats out there who believe in the Second Amendment. But they're afraid to speak out. So if we can just get them to stay quiet, and when those votes come in, they vote the other way, it's a win for this country. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. It's a smoky day for all of us. Heck, the smoke has even gotten all the way to New York City. Now, I think that's not just because of us. I think it's because pretty much the entire West Coast is on fire, all the way from Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada. The list goes on and on. But I do thank you for being here today, and check out today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Will you be watching any part of the Olympics in Tokyo that start on Friday? Kind of already started with, you know, some matchups, but still same question. Will you be watching any part of the Olympics? Another good question would be, should they just be canceled altogether because, COVID cases keep popping up? But you know how I feel about that. They're cases. It's just, it's a bad test. People have no symptoms. It's just cases. Just a test that says you have it when you probably even don't. Yesterday's poll question, should the person who made the call at the U.S. Forest Service to hold off on putting the Tamarack fire out be held accountable? 94% of those participating in the poll said yes. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Check in with firefighter John today. John, thanks for calling into the program.
Well, great show. Thank you very much. A little background. I went to the Vietnam War and came out, went to UC Berkeley. And one of the job offers was during the summer was to work at Sequoia National Park. And I did as a ranger naturalist. But everyone was required to be a firefighter. And I can tell you back in 1975, all we had were pack horses, pack mules, two-cycle gas, a lot of chainsaws. And we would get 14 electrical strikes in Sequoia National Park almost once a week. But not quite that frequently. We never once allowed that fire to get more than an acre to an acre and a half because we got up there. We knocked down the lodgepole and the dog furs, and we made fire blocks, and then we sat one firefighter on each 1 acre fire until they smoldered out. What's happening today is they don't put the fires out. If you look very closely at most of the photo op, you see firefighters spraying and digging in areas that are already burnt. That's not what you do to kill a fire. You kill a fire by getting ahead of it, not mopping up afterwards. And there is a financial reason for this, disaster funds. And there is a financial reason for not putting out fires. And it's simply federal financial funds. And that's why these fires burn and burn every year, and because they're not getting ahead of them and putting them out.
John, Bob just sent me a quick email here. Says, my Smith Valley friends are volunteer firefighters. They have told me that volunteer firefighters look at fires differently than the paid firefighters. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely. All the volunteers will get in front of the fire. And knock it down. Yeah, the paid ones, They wear very fancy. I mean, from the head to the toe, they wear some of the most expensive equipment I've ever seen. And yet, if you closely observe when these firefighters are on TV, very few of them are dirty and black and with soot and that sort of thing. That's a person who got in front of the fire, not a person who's mopping up afterwards.
Well, and I think that you have more at stake because the volunteer firefighters, that's their community, that their home, their neighbor's home, their school. I mean, those are what are at stake.
Right. Well, if you look at the Lassen fire, the only thing that survived in the Lassen fire was the California Fire Department's little area. And if you don't believe me, drive, I think it's to Suisun City. I mean, Susanville, excuse me. I think it's 44 or 36 out of there, and then 44 or 36 across to 89. When you get down to 89, make a right, and on the right-hand side, you'll see the California Fire headquarters, pristine 5 acres of unburnt land, and then all the homeowners around it that their houses burnt to the ground. You could also see that at the Coghlan Fire when they were just hosing down and allowing one house to burn down, but they hose down only the neighbors. They're not aggressively fighting these fires, and there must be a monetary reason for it. And, yes, the volunteers are out there to save their houses. And, just ask anyone who ever caters to the firefighters or has any type of ancillary supportive system, they'll tell you the firefighters aren't fighting the fires.
Yeah, and that is so sad because I look at you. You just mentioned Susanville, and outside of Susanville, all the volunteers and all the work that was done to reseed and replant all those trees from the Goat Fire, and all of that. We were there before the big fire that they just had recently, and thinking, "Wow, look how much these trees have grown up," and now it's all wiped out again. It's just so pathetic.
It's unnecessary. That is unnecessary, completely unnecessary. And, you know, it's ever since 9/11, and we're coming up on our 20th anniversary of it, it's really not something that you can criticize firefighters because they sacrificed so much 20 years ago. But there has to be a policy change, and there has to be people who put firefighters back in front of the fire. And in that case where they relieved, the feds relieved the volunteers, that should never happen. That cannot happen. That's where the governor or someone has to step in and say no.
Well, we know our governor's not going to do it, and we know California governor's not going to do it. So, John, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate your time today, and thank you for your service in the past and what you're doing now. This doesn't make sense. And is it a retooling of policy? Is it a policy change, or is it a personnel change? You know, we get these people that are career politicians in these positions, and they just play the game. My husband is in a completely different field. He's actually with me. He's in broadcasting. And he goes to these different markets, and he has to deal with market managers and things like that. And he comes home and says, it was all politics. I had to play politics in every market I went to. When you work for the health department, have to play politics. You have people out there that will do anything, say anything to get to the position they want to be in. Do you think Kevin Dick is really the best person to be running the health department? You talk to a lot of doctors out there, people who are actually in the field, and they say no. Yet this is the person who's calling the shots. It's the same thing in the fire department. It's the same thing in the police department. You don't hire the people who are there to do the best job. You hire the people who want the job. And there are a lot of good people who don't want these jobs because, again, it's all about playing politics. We got to stop that. It's the Monica Jay Show, but it's your show. Let's get back to the talk and text line and check in with John. I believe it's probably another John, popular name, about firefighters. John, thanks for being on the program.
Hi. A few days ago, I think it was last Friday or Saturday when all this started up there by Markleyville, they talked about the group battle from Hotshots going up there from Carson City called Battle Mountain Hotshots.
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked on their webpage, and they had a good article in there, but they get 1,000 hours overtime in a 6-month period.
Automatically, or just that's what it adds up to?
I don't know if that's per person or for all 22. There's 22 of them. But it did say in there that they get 1,000 hours overtime.
You know, John, that has always been one of the biggest complaints. And we look at even just the local firehouses here and the firefighters, say, even in the Reno Fire Department. It's all about overtime. Because that's where they make their money. That's where they can sock it away for retirement or when they're not working. And that people are losing everything that they have in life. And these people are thinking about retirement. I don't understand this. These are our heroes, John. They run into fires, not out of them. I don't understand this dichotomy of how we can let this happen.
Yeah, I don't either, but it goes hand in glove with what that guy, that firefighter you just had on there and some callers you had from yesterday. It just goes hand in glove. I don't understand it either. I don't understand the pride. I just don't get it. I don't understand why they wouldn't have more pride by just going up there and putting out the fire.
Yeah.
You know, they can fly these big planes through hurricanes and get in the center of a hurricane. So I don't understand. They're trying to tell me that they can't fly through smoke and to drop some retardant and put out a fire.
The radar
that doesn't add up. It doesn't add up.
It doesn't, John, because the radar that we have, you know, for terrain and things like that, they could fly through the smoke. They could fly blind. They have planes that fly blind.
No, it doesn't add up. None of it adds up to me.
Right.
Nobody's held accountable and doesn't add up. But that would go, you know, 1,000 hours overtime in 6 months. A lot of overtime.
A lot of money. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. 99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Things going on in Douglas County that nobody should have to deal with because somebody made the call to do nothing. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talk and text 884-9910. All right. Third time's a charm. We've got another John on the line. I feel like a prostitute. I've got all Johns. John wants to talk about the last callers. John, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, hi. My name's John. Monica, the two guys you had on the radio prior to me are absolutely clueless. I was a career fireman for 34 years. They say that the career firefighters don't put themselves ahead of the fire. They usually are ahead of the fire. They're usually going into the fire. Unfortunately, for the fires that we're experiencing now, there's a lot of big timber, and timber puts off a lot of BTUs, a lot of heat. You don't put people into harm's way. They paint a line. Fortunately,
John,
houses are in the way. and the one gentleman that basically, you know, you guys lit my fuse on this one. That one gentleman that was saying that they burnt, let one house burn down, but they take the other ones. It's called structure triage. Firefighter, career firefighters and volunteers are trained when they go into a municipality and they're protecting homes. They go through and they size up the possible savior ones and the ones that are lost based because of defensible space issues, because of fuels that they have up against their home, because of the type of construction that their homes are. It's unfortunate that some people don't take advantage of defensible space, but there's quite a few people in the rurals that don't. The gentleman that was saying that firefighters, volunteer firefighters, are always going ahead of the fire, I did it for 34 years. And volunteers, yeah, they're an integral part of our community and our fire service, but a good majority of the time they stand back and watch while the career firefighters are in there busting their rear ends and taking care of business. The one gentleman was making comments about Silver State, or excuse me, Black Mountain Hotshots. Our son was a hotshot for Silver State, worked seven seasons in a season as a sawyer, which is the lead guys that go out and cut the timber down, and they don't get thousands of hours of overtime. These kids work for minimum wage. They work 16-hour days when they're on the fire line. They go up to 16-day assignments, and they basically hike in and hike out. They have to carry all their gear, all their provisions. Everything they have with them is either dropped in by aircraft or they're basically hiked in by themselves. So to call these kids making money, they come away minimum wage payers. They don't make money.
So, John,
working hard all season long.
If they're to correct one thing, the one caller was talking about how the Forest Service building was untouched, but all of the homes had burnt down around it. So that's it. It wasn't deciding, you know, going through and which homes could be saved and defensible space, all that. So, but
triage.
Yeah, but when he was talking about, you know, going down and getting in to the fire situations where they're packing their equipment, then why wasn't the Tamarack fire stopped when it could have been stopped?
That I don't know. It's based on the incident command system, what they figured would be winners and losers for the overall operation of the fire. Most of the time, these fires burn in areas that the topography is inaccessible by foot. It's only accessible by air. And sometimes you have to take into consideration life safety. And firefighters' lives are important. Sometimes firefighters' lives are important to the point where, yeah, they'll let a building or several buildings burn because they're not going to put people in harm's way. They're going to try to keep guys out of the way to take care of business and put the fires out. I mean, the gentleman that was saying that firemen don't go in and risk their lives, he's nuts. I mean, these kids, these men, these young men and women nowadays are putting their lives on the line every day for our communities. And he said that they have no vested interest because they're not volunteers and that's not their homes. The good majority of these career firefighters live in our communities. In fact, probably 99.9% of them do. So they have a vested interest in taking care of all of the people around them, their neighbors and their homes, just like the volunteers. I'm not dissing on volunteers. They're a needed service in rural communities. But when you have a community the size of ours, and also Susanville has a career department, but they're also an impoverished city now because of the economy, that basically, you know, with the environmental movement and the lack of timber and shutting down the mills and all of that, they basically are taking care of business as best as they can. And the volunteers are there to support the career guys.
Yeah.
I have never seen in my career of 34 years see a volunteer run in ahead of a career fireman to either a structure fire or any, you know, wildland incident. And again,
John, I got to cut you off. I apologize. I'm against a hard break.